We're doing Gemara Brachot, we're up to Vavam Beis, the two dots at the top of the page. Yom HaRavim Baravid, Yom HaRav Yitzchak. Kol HaRagil HaVol HaBet HaKneset, V'lo Ba Yom Echad. Whoever is accustomed to coming to synagogue, coming to shul, and then he misses a day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashil Bo. God asks about him, what's going on? Shenemar, the verse says, Mi Vachem Yireh Hashem Shomea B'Kol Avdo Asher Olach HaShechim Ve'No Galo. The verse says, in Isaiah, God says, who among you who is fearful of Hashem, because he comes on a steady basis, now he's gone in the dark and he's prevented himself from coming to my doors. So God asks about him. And then the rule is like this. If the reason he didn't come was because he was busy with the mitzvah, then God says, no galo, he's not stuck in the dark. I'll give him light. But if he went to take care of something that's not a mitzvah, just something he felt like taking care of, God says, I will not give him light. Why so? Because he should have had better faith in Hashem. You know, why does a person go and take care of something and not go to shul? Because he says, I'll get it done quicker. I'll get it done if I go now. Who said you'll get it done? Maybe you'll wait online that same hour that had you gone to shul, you wouldn't have waited online. Hashem says, I'll make sure it doesn't work. You could have had faith in me and then it would have worked and you didn't, so I'll make it dark. So very often, I see that in my own life. If I like cut the davening to make a bus, I could end up waiting 15 minutes for the bus. And then I tell myself, what did I leave davening for? Had I davened, maybe I would have, I'm talking to the one who runs the schedules. And instead, I think I'll make the schedule. Okay, but you have to be practical in these things. Like, you have to remember on the one end that Hashem is running the show, and on the other end, there are times when Halacha does want you to cut out a shul early. You know, each thing has to be gauged based on our level and based on the practical circumstance. Yeah.
But if you're benching and you want to catch a bus or something, shouldn't you hurry up somewhere?
You could stop at Al Yechasreinu, catch the bus, and then continue. There are Rachman's on the bus. Amar Rav Yochanan. So we're learning now the great Rav Yochanan who compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. We saw on the last page he lost all 10 children of his. The last one was boiled before his eyes, boiled to death. B'shah shakadosh v'hu ba b'vet ha-kneset v'lo matza ba'asara. When God comes to shul and does not find 10 people, it's a steady time that Hashem comes. It's time for minyan. Hashem is coming to hear our prayer, but there is no minyan. Miyadu koes. Right away Hashem gets upset. Shenemal's the verse says, Madu avati ben ish, karati ben one. Why have I come and there's no man here? How come I'm here and they don't have enough people to answer before me? So if there's a set minyan, it's important to be there and have that set minyan. And that's why the public would usually fund 10 people who should be there on time, so Hashem shouldn't be upset at the congregation. There should always be 10. That's the Asar Batlanim we saw in the Gemara Megillah. That's this Gemara. Why would they fund 10 people? So as not to endure this wrath. Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Huna. Kol hakoveh makom l'tfilato. Rav Chelba says in the name of Rav Huna, whoever has a set place for davening, a set place as the rush. Because the Germanic Jews are capable of kicking someone out of their seat because they have to have their set place. So the Rosh says, take it easy. Rosh. We spoke about Menachem and Yekis. That's another one. It says, whoever has a set place, and it's also said, within 4 footsteps, you go a diameter of 4 footsteps, that's also good. A radius of 4 footsteps. That's all called your place. Within 4 amos. So whoever has a set place for prayer, Elohei Avram Be'ezro, the God of Avram will be in his assistance. The idea here is that Avram had a set place for his davening, we see in the Torah. Uch Shemet, and when such a person passes away, Omrim lo, they say about him, Ey Anav, woe, modest one, Ey Chasid, woe, pious one, Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu. He is among the disciples of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu minalan dikava makom, and how do we know Avram had a set place for prayer? Dichtiv, as the verse says, Hashkem Avram b'boker la makom asher amad sham. Avram, after pleading with God over Sodom and Amora the previous evening, so the angels go, they overturn Sodom and Amora, and Avram awakens early in the morning to the same place he was standing there. Ven amidala tefila, it means he went back to the same place to stand there, means to pray there. Shnemal, the verse says, Vayamot Pinchas Vayfalen. Pinchas stood in prayer before he went to kill Zimri, and he caused the plague to stop. Pinchas kills Zimri and Cosby, and then he stands in prayer. Vayamot Pinchas Vayfalen, and he caused the plague to stop. So this is the simple reading of our Gemara, that you have to have a set place for davening, and then the God of Avram will be with your assistance. The Rif has a different version of the Gemara, that Rav Chelba says in the name Rav Huna, Kol HaKoveh Makom LeTorato. Whoever has a set place for learning Torah, the God of Avram will be in his assistance, and that's why a person should have a set place in Beis Medrash where he learns, and in your home also. You should have a set place, that's your place for learning, and then the Shekhinah is a steady there. Now, because Germanic Jews are sticklers to Minhagim, as we've been discussing, so the rabbis of the Germanic Jews saw that this is a problem. People walk into shul and someone's been sitting in my seat, right? You guys never heard of Goldilocks? Okay, so at any rate, so what the Germanic rabbis instituted is that the gabbai's job is to stand at the entrance to the shul with a talis and a siddur. And every guest that walks in is given a talis and a siddur, and then out of politeness he's shown where there's an available seat to ensure that people don't end up fighting with one another, because unfortunately people were capable of being very upset that someone's been sitting in my seat. So I think that's a brilliant way of resolving a problem. You could give 100 speeches to the people that they should be nice and forgo their seat. But maybe it'll work, and maybe they realize that wasn't working. And then you could figure out a practical solution.
I live in a Yekish community, although no one is Yekish, but it's